Good morning, VOI listeners. Welcome back to our session of Indonesia Today. You're with me, Unika, on the morning session. And today we'll be bringing you, of course, the latest news from Indonesia, information about beautiful places and information about other cultures in Indonesia. And of course, we'll also be bringing you great music from Indonesia. So stay tuned, sit back and relax. And I want to say good luck for the rest of the day. And thank you for staying and choosing us. So please make sure to always tune in on our online streaming, voinews.id, our shortwave 3325 kilohertz, 4755 kilohertz, and also our app, RRI Digital, available on Android and iOS. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Religious Affairs Ministry has announced that the first day of Dhu'al Hijjah 1446 will fall on Wednesday, May 28, 2025, making June 6 the date of for Eid Dhul Adha celebration this year. During an ISBAT meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday, Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar said that the decision was based on Hilal observations conducted at 114 locations across Indonesia. The Indonesian Health Ministry has signed several memorandums of understanding with its Swedish counterpart to strengthen bilateral cooperation in the healthcare sector. According to the Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin, the MOU signing reflects the shared commitment of Indonesia and Sweden to enhance the health status and quality of life of the Indonesian people. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lembar jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta, menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia ataupun tempat berlindung bersama air mata.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on today's Music Corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening!
Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu. Angin membawa rinduku
Again, good morning, VOI listeners. Now I'll be bringing you the weather forecast or the weather information so you know what do you have to expect when you are doing activity outside in Indonesia. So let's see what's the skies up to today. So from all over Indonesia, I'm seeing that this is very rare because mostly lately it has been raining, but today, I can see that there are a lot of places that got a sunny day, like in Bengkulu, also Jakarta, Jambi, and Bandung. Also, Samarinda, you guys will be experiencing sun today. There, it will be sunny, so make sure to use and wear your sunscreen. And other than that, I'm also seeing a slight rain, not too much in Indonesia, but Gorontalo, Semarang, Surabaya, Tanjung Selor, Pangkal Pinang, and Tanjung Pinang will be experiencing a slight rain for today. So make sure to bring your umbrella and let's move to the east part of Indonesia. Like in East Nusa Tenggara Timur, Kota Kupang will be also experiencing slight rain today. And there are also other places that will be raining, like Kota Palu, Makassar, Kediri, Ternate, Manokwan, Sorong, Nabire, and also Merauke. And please, for all of you guys that are in Manado, Mamuju, and also Kota Kediri, the weather forecast is telling you guys that today maybe you guys will experience a stormy rain. So please be careful and be cautious of your surroundings and make sure that your safety is guaranteed. So that is the weather forecast of today. And now I'll be playing you a song by Krishe called Gali and Ratna. Please enjoy.
Bersemi dari SMA, Gali dan Ratna mengikat janji, janji setia, setia abadi. Oh Gali, oh Ratna, cinta abadi. Wahai Gali, duhai Ratna, tiada petaka menurut kasihmu. Sejoli menjalin cinta, cinta bersemi dari SMA. Gali dan Ratna mengikat janji, janji setia, setia abadi. Oh Gali, oh Ratna, cinta abadi. Wahai Gali, duhai Ratna, tiada
malapetaka merenggut kasihmu. Mengikat janji, janji setia, setia abadi. Oh janji, oh kata, cintamu abadi. Wahai gadis, duhai ratna, tiada petaka merenggut kasihmu. Tiada petaka merenggut kasihmu. Oh gali, oh ratna, cintamu abadi. Wahai gali, duhai ratna, tiada petaka merenggut kasihmu. Oh gali, oh ratna, cintamu abadi.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Mungkin aku pernah juga merasakan cinta. Tapi tak pernah seindah ini. Mungkin aku juga pernah merasakan rindu. Tapi tak pernah sedalam ini.
Terjatuh, ku lakui. Voice of Indonesia.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Karena hati telah letih, aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa ku selalu memujamu. Tanpamu sepinya waktu merantai hati. Oh, bayangmu seakan-akan kau seperti nyanyian dalam hatiku yang memanggil rinduku padamu. Oh, seperti yang kuhela kau selalu ada.
Family is the most precious treasure, they said, in a not-so-old song in Indonesia. But today, does the family say the same precious treasure? Rahmat Hidayat, a sociologist from Jakarta State University, said that, unfortunately, there is a grievous challenge faced by families today.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, yeah, they look frustration, depression, stress. And on the other side, it's very extremely, they try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? Because they don't have friends, they don't have a space to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion, they have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some boy they have a boy love like to a girl, or a girl like to a man, but they can talk with mom because the parents, they're working every day, you know, they arrive in home at night, you know, and the children already sleep in the morning, the parent, they already go to the office. It's complicated situation in the modern family, you know. So it's, as I call this, is very dangerous situation for the modern family.
You can listen more to this on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Segenap hatiku selalu memujamu, oh. Seluruh jiwa ku persembahkan untukmu. Sepenuh cintaku merindukan dirimu. Seutuh gejolak hatiku seperti cahaya hadirmu di duniaku, seperti ribuan bintang yang menghujam jantungku. Oh, 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 oh. Kau membuatku merasakan indahnya jatuh cinta. Saat kau jadi milikku, oh takkan ku lepaskan.
Those who were victorious at the sea is the first millennium were the Indonesian people, the Malays, none of Chinese who sailed. It was only after South could no longer access the Silk Route by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there weren't Chinese who sailed. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia, I've never seen waves of 9 meters. I want to see it. And he immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's
it.
Kalau istilah pinisi itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19, sekitarnya tahun 1830-an, 40-an.
Appeared around the 19th century in around 1830 to 40, and it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates the international term schooner catch or calf catch, which means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that these sails were first used in the western regions of the archipelago, such as Riau, Belitung, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east. So the sail also arrived in Sulawesi, and here the sail was changed, which we know now as the Finnish sail.
Jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur, sehingga akhirnya ide layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun layarnya diubah sedemikian rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar pinisi.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term Finisi became known in the 1950s.
Istilah Finisi itu secara umum baru muncul dalam cetakan, koran, dan sebagainya pada tahun
The Javanese generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president Soekarno held a competition for boats to carry copra from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And in the newspaper, a question still arose about what Pinisi boat is, because the term Pinisi was not yet known to people at that time. Because in the fact, in the records of harbor master and so on, boats like that were still called palari. There was palari solompong, there was palari tongkolan. The terms Pinisi started being known in the 80s, especially after the Pinisi was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called palari were then called Pinisi. So the term Pinisi, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the Pinisi no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada Pinisi Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ, di Singapura misalnya, perahu-perahu yang sebelumnya dinamakan Polari itu mulai dinamakan Pinisi. Jadi, istilah Pinisi yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan, sebenarnya sesuatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya Pinisi itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun
di People's memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ara was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper and the harbor master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as palari. So the use of the word Pinisi is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, but with the motor and Indonesian sailing boats, all of that disappeared in the 70s. This is a memory that people are quite proud of when Pinisi Nusantara was brought to Vancouver and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The term Pinisi was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the archipelago. The use of the word Pinisi to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of Indonesia's boat manufacturing wealth, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats and they all have their own names.
Istilah Pinisi itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Ponto Bahari itu. Penggunaan kata Pinisi untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia, karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Pinisi became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, saya waktu itu yang saya cerita tadi,
at that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kalangan, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman who was watching us as a witness who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir, if you still need more people. Then he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters, he said. The same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Biru also come with me. I asked to this Navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts, and seven developed sails called pinisi. The wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination.
Ya, kalau kita berlayar itu main di layar aja.
If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours. Like here yesterday, sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal pinisi di Banyuwangi ini asalnya dari Arab, dulu kan Mbak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Spinisi ship was built originally from Arab Bulukumba, South Sulawesi. Starting from the year before independence in 1945, after independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience and it is recognized throughout the world.
Dan di sini pengalaman saja. Nah, dia kuelen ke seluruh dunia. Kalau dengan pinisinya 1 jam lebih. Tapi kali ini kami bikin di pantai dia ke pantai Anjuloseri.
With the pinisi, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2.5 months. Has been like this with 2 units with 25 people working. Yes, iron wood, BT wood, and teak wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of BT wood forced me to use it only for the ship purpose. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of teak wood.
Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang sisa untuk pakai tulang. Deknya ini kayu jati. Alhamdulillah, papangnya disusun, satu-satu.
The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed, the bottom is then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub. This is lowered, then the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope. The mast rope, then the sail is put on. That's it.
Tali seling, tali tian, nampak belakang, baru pasang layarnya, begitu.
The system and calculation for making Finnish sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini.
That's the formula. So this is how we are ships experts, Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any writing about so many or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan dunianya itu, yaitu
There is one thing that is essence of world heritage, namely what we can call a formula for making it. Many people say that boats are made without drawings and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded above the gorge. There are various bangli that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who will still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemu-Lemu people. They seem to have a formula called Tatapalu, which can produce boats up to 14 meter long. PLM boats, or whatever boats were called Pinisi in the 70s, were much bigger. So there is an impression that the Ara people at some point in 1930s to 1950s created a new manufacturing formula called Tata Apa, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Ara pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan Tata Apa yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat rumit. Secara populer, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
building a boat is very, very complicated things. Popularly, the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of number of objects in this boat, whatever there is, as far as I know, is 100 times more than a cell phone. And they all have to function the same as cell phone. If you install one small part wrongly, the cell phone won't work. It's the same as if boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not sail. And there is another point there. Boat is not something rectangular, but it created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not sail. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve f from x, which is the most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the archipelago for 1,000 years. And the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more public, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only Pinisi.
Cara mengkonsepkan kurva-kurva itu tidak jauh berbeda dari kapal-kapal karam yang dari abad ke-10 dengan perahu-perahu yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Hal-hal itu amat-amat rumit, sehingga bukan menjadi ini baru konsumsi halaya kerana, wah, memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk apa ya, memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih dikedepankan kepada khalayak ramai supaya itu tidak direduksi atas inisi doa.
Yeah, that's at RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available.